"Weep not, good ladies," he consoled them, "for mishaps such as this are part and parcel of the profession I profess. Indeed, if such calamities did not befall me, I should hardly count myself a true knight-errant. Less famous knights don't suffer as I do, for nobody remembers they exist. Forgive me, ladies, if I have in any way caused you displeasure, and pray God deliver me from these chains wherein some evil enchanters contrive to hold me. I shall never forget the favors you have done me in this castle. If I am ever free again, I shall reward them and repay them as they richly deserve." While the ladies of the castle were occupied with Don Quixote, the priest and the barber took their leave of Don Fernando and his party and of the happy women in their midst, especially Dorotea and Luscinda. Don Fernando gave the priest his address so the priest could send him word of Don Quixote's fate, and promised to let the priest know how matters fared on his end, especially Luscinda's return home. They all hugged each other one more time and bade each other one final farewell.